children's mental health is deteriorating, austerity is making things worse. Callum Joyce, Oxford Socialist Party. 1.1 million children in England required treatment for serious mental health issues over 2021-22, a 39% rise on the previous year. Dr. Elaine Lockhart, from the Royal College of Psychiatrists, noted that mental health issues among under-18s had already been rising before COVID, largely due to the impact of austerity and growing social inequality. Our health service already suffers from massive underinvestment and understaffing, especially in areas concerned with mental health. Many issues which could be dealt with early are delayed treatment, making them more likely to develop into serious health concerns. People being unable to work due to mental health issues costs the UK economy over £110 billion a year. But capitalism is so short-sighted that it cannot bear to part with any excess profit, even if it's in its own long-term interests. A socialist society, where resources are fairly distributed among all working people, and public services get the investment they require, regardless of profit margins, would fix the economic causes underpinning so many mental health issues, and ensure that all vulnerable people have free, easy access to the services that they require.